We are on Daf, Mem Zayin Lamed Beis, 2 lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Nachman, Reya Shanimuka Ukrum Shalokayim Kshera. So Rashi says, Nimuka Nisroikna Meyaleha, that a chelik of it is empty, b'miktsasa. A miktsas of the Reya is Nisroikin. Now, before we heard that the basar of the Reya became liquefied. So, the whole basar is there. Nothing is missing, theoretically. Now, the basars are now in the liquid oifen. So, there we heard it's kosher. Reya shenishpecha kekitain is kosher. Here we have that the basar is kayim, but a chelik of the basar nisroikna me'aleh b'miktsasa, a chelik of the basar disappeared. Ve'ene nishpecha kikitoin, ach b'miktsasa le'nishaklum, there's a chelik that is missing. Kshera. So Rav Nachman said that's also kosher. Tanya nami hochi, Reya shenimuka ukrum shalokayim, afilu marzekes revius kshera. Afilu marzekes revius, so Rashi says, chlal chisorin hamachzik revius alut. That means the cholol that is empty, that there's missing, so even though it's large enough that one could put in a revius alut, Afal Pikain, it is kosher. So this is Tanya Kivosei de Rav Nachman. There is a machlokes, what will be if it will be, the cholol will be more than a revius? What will the halacha be then? So the Oyel Mayit says that then will be treif. It seems that's the maximum. Afilu machzekes revius kshera. But if it's missing more than that, it's treif. And the Taz asks 2 kashas on the Oyel Mayit. 1 kasha he asks, it's very modern. Usually, the derech is that an amoyre should be mefarish dvoro. A tana is usually not mefarish dvoro. And here, according to the Oyel Mayit, it's benahapachu. Rav Nachman said, Reya shenimuka, if there's missing a chelik of the Bsara Reya, the krum shalo kayim kshera. And he did not mention how much it's missing. So he said a blank statement that if it's missing, it is kosher. And the Barais is coming to tell us, Afilu Machzekes Revius, to tell us that more than a Revius, it is treif. So that's Mugnet. That's 1 ha'orah of the Taz. And the 2nd ha'orah of the Taz is, if we will say that, that if it's chasa more than a revius halug of the Bisar Horeya, it is treif. We hear the Gemara before the Gemara, Atzich Kemuchet, it says in the Mishnah, Hareya shenikva oisha chosra. That if there's a chesaron in the reya, it's treif. So the Gemara says, if nikva without a chesaron is treif, so chosra zichet, so what is chosra coming to tell us? So the Gemara, we learned the Gemara yesterday, so the Gemara says it's coming to tell us, I feel according to Rav Shimon, that holds that nikva alone is not treif atcha tinokev lebeisa simpoines, but if there's a nekev that was chosra, so according to Rav Shimon is moide to the Tanikama that it is treif. So it comes out the whole chosra is only coming to tell us a chiddush alibe de Rav Shimon, but alibe de Chachomim there's no chiddush of chosra. So he says, why didn't the Gemara say that Shechoscha is coming to tell us this halacha? If it's chaser in the Reya more than a revius halug of Boso, it's safe according to everyone. Why do you have to say that it's only going according to Rav Shimon? Chayes going according to everyone. Let us go further. Nitla shalfuchis shelo kshelo. What is the type shalfuchis? So Rashi says shalfuchis ha'ein shehavlad munachbo. This is the womb of the behemoth. And it's, they took out the womb. So it's kosher. Lekama bepirkin tanya hi ha'ein hi tafachas hi shalfuchis. It seems it has in different makaymas. They used to call it by different names, but it's all one. So this does not at all, that is not matref the behemoth if it's missing the womb. Let us see what Tosfos says. Shalfuchis haynu b'mokim shavlad munach, the womb. Avol nikev kis hashasa. But what if the bladder of the behemoth was nikev oinito? Treife, that's treife. Because the svara is posher tesis, because then the waste matter goes into the halal aguf, and that's dangerous to the life of the behemoth. So the zichet reifet will not be able to exist too long if it's in a nikev kisa shasen or nito. Umashaloi huska loy be mishne veloy be gemore. So it's very interesting. So why doesn't no one mention this? Shema havi bechlal nikvu hadakim. The Mishnah says if the intestines are nikiv, so it's treif. So in dakim is included all the organs that hold the waste matter of the behemoths of their nikiv or nitl. So it's treif. Let us just see for one second the Shita Mekabetzes. Shita Mekabetzes says, Shema hava bechlal nikvu hadakim, v'yesh matirim. Others hold if the bladder is missing, if the bladder is missing, so it's kosher. Amafoshim dahainu shalfuchis. That's the tight shalfuchis. It's also called shalfuchis. That one is next to Sichas Chulam brings down. The one is next to the other. The womb and the bladder. One is next to the other. Shalfuchis goes on the bladder also. And the Svara why by Nitol is Mutal. The Rosh brings down a Raivon later that says the Metzias Hadvorim is that the whole purpose of the bladder is that it stores the shesen of the behemoth, and then the behemoth could be mashtin when the bladder fills up, and it's mashtin. Like this, it stores it there. He says the mitzias advorim is that when the bladder was taken out, the meraglayim will run out keseda. It won't go back into the halal aguf. Will run out keseda from the behemoth, so it doesn't have, there's no control over the hashtone, but it will not go back into the halal aguf. So that's why the Raivon holds that it is kosher. Zokta Gemara Vaita, Hitliya Kovet Shalom. What if the liver became wormy, that there's worms coming out of the liver? Zeho Yumaise. There was a maisa, shohayu, v'olu alel b'nei asya gimel rigolim liyavne. They used to go, after the chuban abayis, they used to go to the Sanhedrin was in Yavne. That here in the maisa of Rashi, it brings down the Rashi in Yevomis, gimel rigolim shohayu tamidei chachomim nikbotzim, Lishmoya Droshe Ilches Pesach BePesach. So they used to go where the Sanhedrin was. So here it's been the Sanhedrin was in Yavne. So the Bnei Asya, they had another Shaila. The Sanhedrin is around. They had a Shaila, is a Treif or Kosher. If it Liya HaKovei. So V'olo Aleh Bnei Asya Gimel Rigolim the Yavne. The first two Rigolim, the Sanhedrin was unable to decide if it's kosher or treif. L'regel ha-shlishi hitiru lehem. The third regel, they said it's mutter. What does Rashi says? Va'osru lehem loigar sinen. Not they asked the first of the golem. U'bishnei ha-regolem le'omru lehem klum. They didn't tell them anything. B'shlishi omdo leminyan v'robu ha-meitirin v'hitirua. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Yosef bar Minyuni, Omar Rav Nachman. Reya hasmucho ledoifen. Hasmucho ledoifen, so Rashi says, dvuka betzalois. The reya is attached to the ribs. Now, how did it get attached to the ribs? Al kochoch, there was a sircha someplace. Now, the shaila is, what attached itself to what? Do I say that there was a makeh on the ribs, and therefore a sircha, an oozy, sticky substance came out from the ribs, and the reya got attached to it. So the sibis hadibuk is the ribs, so gonish. Or do I say fakelt? Do I say that the sibis hadibuk was, there was a nekev in the reya, and so therefore there was a sircha coming out from the reya, and close to the ribs, so got attached to the ribs. I see there was a sircha someplace. I don't know the sibba of the sircha. Was it from the reya, or was it from the ribs? That's the shaila over here. Omar Rav Yosef bar Minyumi, Omar Rav Nachman, reya hasmucha ledoifen, ein choyshishin lo. So you don't have to be afraid, shemo nikva. That means we just mentioned before there are two possibilities how this occurred. Either it's machmas hareya, and if it's machmas hareya, according to Rashi, ain't sircha b'loi neket. If it's machmas tetzlois, so then there's nothing but to worry about. But I don't know the sibe, what oozed out the sleiche that brought about that it should become dovuk. So ein choyshishin lo shema nikva, elo telinen reyese bedoife. We assume that the reyese originated from the doifen. V'amrinon doifen ze maka hoysaboy. There was a maka in the doifen. Urshechoyso, when it started healing, kota horeya etzlo, so it was sticky and it was healing, and the reya is close to the tzloi, so the reya got attached to the tzlois because of the makeh that the tzlois had. Now, it's a nice kula, so we're makel, finished. It's, Rav Nachman says we could be makel. Now, kan shayel apen, I mean, we're talking about, we have a suffix there, I say. We have a suffix, I mean, zicha, one of these two, there was zicha, zicha came out either from the tzlois or from the reya. I don't know what the sibah was. And Rav Nachman says, you have nothing but to worry about. We'll be toiler in the reya, we'll be toiler in the daifen. Amrinin, Alatalina reyesa bedoifen. The meaning doifen is a maka oisa boy. Shechoisa kota reya etzla. So there are a few svores to explain Rav Nachman. There's one svore, the behemet acheskes kashris, or maybe reiv behemes anat reife. So now, if you will assume that the sibe of the sikha was the reyeh, so you're saying it got treif. You're going against chazoke or against roif. If you'll assume that the sibah of the dibuk is the tzloi, so finish so. No problem. So that's not matrif the behemah. So memela, I have a chazoke or a roif that is telling me that it's still kosher. So because of that, I assume that, so if it's kosher, so what was mesavev the dibuk of the reya to the tzlois, and his stomach, there was a maka in the tzlois. That's one way to understand Rav Nachman. Another way to understand Rav Nachman, the Rashba brings down the Svara, is Rav Nachman held that it's not Vadai that there's a Nekev from a Sikha. A Sikha is not a Simen of a Nekev. Could be it's a Nekev, could be it's not a Nekev. So now I have here a Sveksveke. That means that I have here there was a Sikha. So first of all, could be it's from the Deifen. And a Filu, it's from the Reyeh, who says that it came from a Nekev, could be the Sikha came without a Nekev. So you have a Sveksveke, that is Mata. That is the second Svara. And then there's a third Svara, that they say in practicality, that means if the Sikha originates from, we have to understand the Reyeh is something softish. The Tzlois are hard. So it is more practical to assume that the Reyeh got stuck to the Tzlois. That means the Tzlois had something sticky on it. And the Reyeh, since it's softish, it got close to the, so it got attached. It got attached to the Tzlois, or a Kviya V'Kaime. To say the other way, that the Sikha came out of the Reyeh, and the Tzlois became double to the Sikha, that is not such a practical assumption. So Mimela, we're told that the Sibis Asikha is from the Tzlois, and not from the Reyeh. Ein Choshesh in Lo. Hel Sa Tzmochem. What if there were sores in the Reyeh? There were sores in the Reyeh. And so I see that something was wrong with the Reyeh. So then I attribute already then there's already a Reyeh in the Reyeh. So then I attribute that the Sikha comes from the Reyeh. Choshesh in Lo. What does Rashi say? Choshesh in Lo. Shemon. Helso hareyet smochim, manlets svivois smichoson ledoifen. That means around the area that is dovek to the doifen. Hoyel vechazinem boreyese, tolina lamake bedido. So we see something is not wrong, something is wrong already with the rey. I don't see smochim alone is not matrif, but al kaponim I see that something is wrong with the Reyeh, and mamish in the area of the Sikha, Sviv Rashi says, that means around the area that it is dovuk to the daifen, so I see their source, so I attribute that the Sikha comes from the Reyeh, and Memele is Choshesh in Lo, then we're Chayish that, and we're Chayish we have like a Fsahi Choche that the Sikha came from the Rey, and Memele was a Nekib in the Rey. Ma Yehude Mishmei Da Avimi Oma, Echod Ze Ve Echod Ze Choshesh in Lo. Ma Yehude was Machma. He says, the first halacha was when we had no heichacha whatsoever. So Rav Nachman said, "Ein choshesh in lo, you toile, you shtel on cheskes kashris, you make a sveksveike, you toile that it comes from the doifen, without a heichacha, or it's more motzi." Ma Yehuda Mishmei Davina Omar, it's not true, if you don't know. So, Sai Echot Zeh, Sai, there are Tzmochim, when you have a Reyes in the Reyes, Ve Echot Zeh, when there's no Tzmochim, Choshesh in Lo, you have to be Chayish, good, it could be it came from the Deifen, but could be it came from the Reyes. Heichi Yavdina, so how could we be Mevara? How could we be mevara the shaila? That's something to think about. Can we be in any way be mevar the shayla. Oma Rove, Rovin bar Shvo asbarali. Rovin bar Shvo, explain me what we could do to be mevar the shayla. My sinon, you bring sakino the cholish pume. We take a sakin that there's a very sharp edge. Umefarkinelo, and we carefully separate. That means when we opened up the behemoth, we saw that the reya is dovek to the tzlois. So now we carefully separate the reya from the tzlois. Now we have a better picture of what the matzav is. Iika reya sebedoifim. If now we'll see a reya sebedoifim, that means Rav Nachman says we're always toilet. But whatever the lumdus is, we're toilet that there was a maka in the reya, in the tzlois. So we're toilet that the siba was the tzlois, the daifin. That's what Rav Nachman held. And my Yehuda, Mishmei David, he said, no, we were not toilet stamazoi in the daifin without any proof. So we'll go and take a sharp knife. And now we'll separate the reya from the daif. And now we'll see. Iika reya sebedoifin. We'll see that there was a maketake by the daifin, bemokim achibo, which we were unable to see before. Talinim basa daifin. Good. Now we see that there's a reya in the daifin. So Mamela will attribute that this dibuk came about through the maket and the daifin. Viloi. Machmas reyehi. But if we don't see anything, that means after separating it, we do not see, we're not smarter than we were before the separation. We don't see any simonim, what was the siba of the dibuk, the reya or the doifim. Viloi machmas reyehi utreifim. Let us see Rashi. The cholish pume, we take a knife that piv chodod vedak, that it has a very sharp, thin knife, a thin edge. The chaytech yofen, you cut it properly. Shloi yikareya krumareya b'moishchay oisa min adoifin, b'moishchay min adoifin. So and then here the sheet says mafakina l'reya min adoifin, and then we separate the reya from the doifin. Now we have a better opportunity to be baidik the doifin and the reya. Let us see Taisvis. Maisinon sakina de cholish pume. So what we take a sakin the cholish pume. So Taisva says, and then we see if there's a reyesa in the daifin. If there is a reyesa in the daifin, then we're toile in the daifin. So Taisva says the hainuk shaloi helso tsmochim. That means that there's no reyesa in the reya. But what if you have a reyes in the reyes? So what do I have now? I have a reyes in the doifin. I have the reyes in the reyes. Now so I'm back to square one. So now, what was the siba of the sikhe? The doifin or the reyes? And Mayud Mishmei Davini holds that misofik, if I don't see any reyes anywhere, before I separate it, I have to be machmel. So Taisus says, what if you see two reyeses? You see there's a reyes in the doifin, and there's a reyes in the reyes. So Taisus says, avol helso tzmochim afili ke reyes bedoifin, leitalin em bedoifin, and we're back where we started from. So we'll have to be machmel. That's what Taisva says. The Rashba is chaylik on Taisvis. The Rashba is a meiridike diuk. because he says, let's learn the Gemara Elef. The Gemara says, Mar Yehuda Mishmei Dvimo Echad Zeh Ve Echad Zeh Choyshe Shemo. You have to be Chayish. Hey, so what does Echad Zeh mean? Sai, if there are Tzmochim on the Reye, Ve Echad Zeh means Sai, there are no Tzmochim on the Reye, Choyshe Shemo. Yechayish, maybe it's from the Reye. Heichi of Dinin, Omar, Rovin bar Shvo, as Berli, Masini Sakini de Cholish Pume, Umafakine lo, Iyika Reyese, Bedeufen, Talinen Bosa Deufen. So it seems he's going on the Memra of Mar Yehuda Mishmei Davimi that said, Echodze ve Echodze Choyshishin lo, you have to be Chayish, what do you do? You go and take a knife. And if there is a, so it's going on two cases. Echad zev, echad zev, choshishin lo. Side is tzmochim, side is no tzmochim, choshishin lo. And what do? You take a knife and you separate it. V'iko reyes ebedoifen, talinem bosodoifen. So the Rashba says, the pashtis loshen agemara would seem that a filo there's tzmochim, you're also Taylor in the dive, and if you see there's a maka in the dive. That's what the Rashba is medayik. So he says if you see a maka, we assume that he says Tzmochim is not Tzmochim do not make a nekev. Tzmochim means there's something wrong in the reya. A makeh is a sibe gemura to make a sirche, and so he says, well, then will be teile that the sibe of the dibuk is because of the daifen. Rav Nechemye bereide Rav Yosef Bodek lo bipshuri. And what does Rashi say? That Rashi bodek lo bipshuri la'acher shepirkuha umotsuha mako bedoifin menafich bo imevatsuza mayim treifa shareinikva. So this Rav Nechemye is a meiridike chumre l'chayre. That means, till now, Rava said, we separate the Reya from the Daifin. If we see there's a Mak in the Daifin, so we're toiling the Daifin. Let's talk about Agora Poshet, the case. There's a Mak in the Daifin, and there's no Tzmochim. I mean, that's how Taisus Lamshat. But Afal Pikein, Rav Nechemya said, wait, we're not finished yet. Yeah, Taki Yev Asibe, that the doifen had a make. Let us be boidik the reya bepshuri. Amir de kechuma. It was machma. That means we have yevat kli atake. But let's be boidik the reya. Imevatsu samaya treife sharei nikva. That means like this. The Rashba explains, the Ran also explains something. This is a very modern halacha. That means like this. We, all the time, we had before a memra of Rava. Rava said, if you had a sirche from one shaloike sidron, you can, the bedika won't help. Bedika won't help. Why doesn't bedika help? Because, if there's a sirche is a krum sha'ola machmas hamake, so you're gonna make a bedike, and you make a bedike, and there's no bubbles coming out. Sure there's no bubbles, because the sirche is saisim the neke, but that doesn't mean anything. So, that means this is not a foolproof bedike. If you're chayish for a neke, so then the bedike won't help anything, if you're chayish for a neke, because you won't find out there's no nekev because there's no bubbles. Could be the krum
the Soysim the Nekev.
So now we have to understand what did Rav Nechemiah say. Rav Nechemiah said that, I'm not finished yet. I separated the Reye from the Doifin. I see there's a Makkah on the Doifin. Fine, I see there's a Makkah on the Doifin. But I'm not still sure yet that the Dibuk is from the Doifin. I'm afraid maybe there's a Nekiv in the Reye. I can attribute it to the Doifin, but maybe there's a Nekiv in the Reye. Fine. So how am I going to figure this out? I'm going to put the Reye in Poishrin and blow into it and see if there's bubbles. So what will you prove from that? There's no bubbles. Oh, now it's good. If you're afraid there's a Nekiv in the Reye, so you didn't prove anything by being Nefeach Bepoishrin, because could be nothing came out, because the Sirche is Soysim the Nekiv, but could be there's still a Nekiv, so what did you accomplish? So the Rashba says, you're right, that means if I know there's a Vadai Nekiv, then Bedika doesn't help. But if I have a Chlala Sofik, that maybe there's a Nekiv, I don't know if there's a Nekiv, I could attribute that the Sirche is from the Doifin, but I don't want to be Soymech on that. So I can then go and be Voidik, I'll have a Yisrein Biru through the Bdika of the Reye. The Ran told us, but what, it's so schwer to understand, what will I accomplish with this Bdika? What are you going to see? If it's from the Reye, so the Ran says sometimes the warm water will disintegrate the krum on the Reye. So it's worthwhile to make this bedike. That means that was the chumre of Rav Nechemiah. The chumre of Rav Nechemiah was that, good, you see there's a make in the doifin, you have something what to attribute the divok, fine. But let's make another biru. Even this biru is not a biru gomo, but al koponim, it could show something. That means, if there was a nekiv in the ray, maybe the krum will soften up in the warm water and you'll see bubbles. So mamele, we should do this. So comes out, Rav Nechemiah is a gewaldike machmel. It's a chumra of Rav Nechemiah that filo we have a mak and the doifen, after the separation, you still should be boidik the raya. Omar lei marzutra berei de ravune, berei de rav papa ele ravine, ho de Rav Nechemiah berei de rav Yosef, ato nahom asnisu lo. You learned that Rav Nechemiah is saying a psashrek lecha chumra, that you need bedike, even where I see that there's a mak in the doifen, you still need bedike, a meyudike chumre, anan aderove masninelo. We learned this Rav Nechemiah is coming to say a kule, not a chumre, and he's choylik an rove. The omar rove, we learned before, hani tarti uni dereye desrichen ladodim. We, Rav had said, if you have the two lobes of the Reye, which are attached one to the other, Shalaika Sidra, Laslu Bidikusa Lachshuri, you can't make a Bidika to be Machshirit, because the Bidika will not prove anything. Could be, the you make a Bidika, and no bubbles will come into water, because the Krum is being Soysim, the Nekev. Rav Nechemiah berei de Rav Yosef bodik lo bipshuri. No, Rav Nechemiah said no. We'll make a bedike, and if no bubbles come out in the water, we'll be machshir. So Mazutre told Ravine that you're bringing Rav Nechemiah as a chumre. Fakert, we learned Rav Nechemiah is a Merdike Meikel. Fakert, and the way that Ran said, perhaps is very good. He held that's Bodike Menusa. If there's a Krum, the warm water will soften the Krum, and if there's a Nekiv, so, המרדיקה כולה. Maskev lo Ravashi, so Ravashi asked, "Hi, my, how could you say that Rav Nechemya was soimech an a bedike by tarti uni dereye desrichen ladori? How could you say such a thing?" And he's choylik an rove. Bish loime hoche talinim bedoifen et sheira. Here it's very good. That means you can make a bedike, and if no bubbles come out, so we'll say, now what's the sibba of the dibuk? What was the sikha came out from the daifin, upsheira. Avol hosom, I hai nokuf treife, vi hai nokif treife. You have two uni that are misrichi adodi. So, I don't know from which uni the sikha came out. But on Kochoch, the sikha came out from one of the two uni. So Kochoch is a nekev of one of the two uni. So how could Rav Nechemya disagree with Rove and say a bedika will help? I mean, how, if we hold ein sikha beloy nekev, so how can it help? Yeah. What does Rashi say? Hachi gassine, bishlei mahochet linen bedoifen ekshere. E gassini kereyes e bedoifen. Kleve, bishlei mahochi bodik lo. I loy mevats viso. Loy emrinen nikva venistamo. E kiven dem ikele mitlayo bedoifen, talinen bo ekshere. That means, so we have a tli in the doifen. So I will say Take that I will assume Take that the dibuk was from the doifen, and there's no and I will not be tailored in the rei. Alohochi gabitarti uni v'chdei sirchezu machmas makaroisa hai minai the inkiv treifa, whichever uni was got a hole as treifa. V'hai ayu now you were boidik the rei. Beidelei mafke zike krum olabo vesosma. Let us see Taisviz. Rav Nechemya bereide Rav Yosef bodek lo bepshuri. This is the first lotion that is, the Taisviz are ike reyese bedoifen koi, ke de perish bekunteres. That means he was machma. He said, even though there's a reyes a bedoifen, and a ravin, and avimi held, now we can be toile that the dibuk is because of the doifen, he wanted to make an extra precaution and to be boidik the rey. Zuktoisvis va'ata noihagin, but now the minig is, lahatrif kol asirchis, ve'in boidkin oison loy bedoifen, we will not be soimach. That means if we have a reya that's somach le doifen, we won't be boidik to see if there's a make in the doifen. We won't be soimach on this. Like Rav Nechemya, that's our minig. Avavaloi bepshuri, the minig is remach memoda Rav Nechemya. Rav Nechemya said, well, let's make a bedike, and if the bedike is good, azoi vait, he didn't want to be machma. And we're machma more than Rav Nechemya. We don't want to be soimach on the bedike also. Because since the bedike is not foolproof, it could be there's no zika coming through, there's no air coming through, because the krum is soisim the nekev. So, we're machma. We will not make any of these bedikes when the reye is somach ledoifen. Zog the Gemara weiter. Und mi oma Rav Nachman hochi. Now the Gemara is going back to the first memra of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said that if you had a reye somach ledoifen, and I don't know the sibbe of the book, is the sibbe the doifen, is the sibbe the reye, so Rav Nachman said, you toil in the doifen. But if there's smachim in the reya, Then everybody you see a reyes and the reyes, some a mele fafalon, and then it's treif. Frech the gemore umiyoma Rav Nachman. So comes that, in other words, Rav Nachman said, if you have a nekev in the reyes, if you have a nekev, if you have a right to assume that there's a nekev in the reyes, so that what it's somuch l'doifen will not at all help the situation. If there's a nekev in the reyes, fafalon. Umiyoma Rav Nachman hochi, va'oma Rav Yosef ba'minyumi oma Rav Nachman, reyo shenikvo. Rav Nachman, because it's rocha bitrach tan, he had a reyo that there was a hole in the reyo. V'doifen soismoso ksheira. And the doifen is soism, that means there's a silcha coming out from the doifen, from the, there's a silcha that's attaching the reyo to the doifen. So you have a good stima, so it's kosher. So it's mamish amoyra de kestira in Rav Nachman. Before he said the only kul of Nachman was, I could assume there's no nekev in the reyeh. There's no nekev in the reyeh, so memele. So Hakel, I attribute the dibuk to the doifen, not to the reyeh. But here Rav Nachman says, a reyeh shenikvo, there's a nekev in the reyeh. But since the doifen is soisim the nekev, it's kosher. So the Gemara answers, loy kasher. Hosom b'mokim revise. There he's speaking about where the reye and the doifen are close together. Hocho shaloi b'mokim revise. That means in the beginning when the reye comes out from the tzavo, so there it's enclosed with the rib cage, that it's very, the reye is very close to the ribs. So memele there, I feel that there was a nekev, it is the ribs are, will securely make sure that the, it shouldn't separate, the sircha should not separate from the reye, the reye that's samuch to the tzlois. They won't separate. It's close together. They're squished together. So that stima will remain. This is a stima that will remain. And Taisvis, we had before Taisvis Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, Taisvis said, as far as that, it's heilich v'chosek, fakel, since they're close together, so the sircha gets stronger and stronger. It will never separate. So you have a permanent seal on the neck. This is Rav Nachman over here. Bahoch ashloi b'mokim revisa. As we go later in further down in the Gufa Behemesh, so then the rib cage is not so close to the reya. It's more, it's further away from the reya. So memela, we have nothing to ensure that the sircha that comes out will not separate, will not become bottle. So then there's a din of a krum shola machmas amake, that is not a stima by the reya. And the Gemara asks, to where, what is the area that's revise, and what is the area that's not revise? So the Gemara says, v'heiche mokeim revise, Chituchi the uni. That means, Kozman, you have the uni, that's the beginning of the reye, so that area is tightly enclosed by the tzlois. So memele, there, it will remain. It will not separate. Further down, when we go to the umais, so there it is not so close to the tzlois, so there there's a problem. There, if there was a nekev in the reyeh, the tzlois will not help to be soisim the nekev. So there, Rav Nachman said only, if there's a reyeh in the doifen, you tell it from the doifen. But if there's a reyeh in the reyeh, the smochim in the helsot smochim, then we have to be chayish that the nekev, that is, the sikh is coming from a nekev in the reyeh, and therefore, we have to be matrifit, and the tzlois are not capable of being soisim, the nekev and the reyeh. Let us see Rashi. Zok Rashi. מי אמר רב נחמן הוכי, דאלס עצמוכים חוישי שלו, מכלל, טיפשית אלון דניקווה הרי, למעני לא עשתים את הדייפן. So the Gemara answers, awesome, that Rav Nachman, that... So the Gemara answers, Rav Nachman, the Elsa, to make him choice, and make him sit on the Nikvareyem, Lai Mahani, lost him as a doifen, awesome, but make him revise it. But make him shareye, va doifen, gedeilem keachot. When they grow together, they're close together. Usmuchim tomet. They're always close one to another. The loimitrika hi sirche. That the sirche that is attaching the reya to the tzlois will never separate. Hilkach chere. Bechiyoma Rav Nachman choishishin lo. Lamaila, that's further up towards the end of the behemoth. Bereiche vacholol keneget ha'uma hagedoylo. That means there, the chlal haguf of the behemoth, that's where the umays are. The kivin the rochoike ha reya min adoifin, since the reya is rochik min adoifin, mivrika ahistime. So then, if there was a nekev, and you want to rely on the stima of the sirche, so you can't rely on this because this stima will be mifrik. Bafilohochi. Rav Nachman said, ki loy helso tzmochim. If there's no tzmochim, omai choyshishin lo. Then you don't have to be afraid bechlal that there's a nekiv in the rei, that toli lo bedoifen. Period. Uvaho, narashi paskin. So now, in a case where the doifen cannot be soysim the nekiv, and that is, when the umis start, so then we have here amachloikis Rav Nachman and Avimi. Rav Nachman says if there's no tzmochim, you can be toiling the daifin. Avimi said afilu there's no tzmochim, you also can't be toiling the daifin. It's a suffix. Ubahas Avimi svir alon the chayshishin lo. Ubahak Aviri. Kavimi svir alon. In this machlokes between Rav Nachman and Avimi, we paskin like Avimi that were chayish that maybe the sib of the sicha was the reye, not the daifin. L'chumros linen b'dir aise we're machmel. So now we know pshat. So there's two Rav Nachmans. There's Rav Nachman b'mokim revise. So there, Rav Nachman knows afilu, there's a nekev. We do not have to be afraid of the nekev because the tzlois will be soysim the nekev. Shaloi b'makim revise, that's by the umes, then we have a machlikas of Vimi and Rav Nachman, if you're toile, or chatchile in the doifen, Rav Nachman says you're a toile, and Vimi says you're not toile, and we paskin like a Vimi. Omar Ravine. Now Ravine said, this chiddush that Rav Nachman had said, that if the reye is samuch ledoifen, afilu it's nikva, adoifen soismosa, so Ravine said, vohu desovich bibisra, that the silche, it's not only an attachment of the reye to the doifen, no, the reye is entangled in the basal of the tzlois. That means if I know already that there's a nekev in the reye, it will not be a proper stima unless it is entangled in the basal of the tzlois. Let's see what Rashi says. We skipped the Rashi for Mokim Chituchi Du'uni. This is Mokim Revise. Shein Somuch Letzavo B'meitzar Hechozem B'hoi Chosek Rav Nachman D'leka D'poligalei V'sovich B'bisro Shein Nisveches. It's entangled V'necheses Horeye B'boso Shebein Beis Atzlois. So you have that the Reye is mamish Dahavi stima shrira. This is a strong stima. The loy mifrika. This will not separate. Avo bitzlois atzmon einzu silcha kayemes. Amiridike chumre. Amiridike chumre of Ravine. That's what Rav Nachman says, that somuch ledoifen is kosher, filos nikva, that's dafke it sovich bibsar atzlois, v'loi bitzlois atzmo. Omale Rav Yosef l'Ravine, so Rav Yosef asked Ravine, v'iloi sovich, but if it's not, there's sorich and sovich. Sovich means it's completely entangled in it, which is a much greater chibur than sorich. So it means it's attached. There's leicha coming out, and one attaches to the other. Sovich is a much greater chibur. Ve'iloi sovich, my treife. So then it's treife. Alma amrin in the kuvei. It's knuckle, and if you don't have a proper stima, it is treife. Ihochi ki sovich nami. If it's knuckle, so svicha shouldn't help the situation. So Tanya, we learned a beraisa by a krus shofcha. We learned as follows. Nikiv, if there's a nekiv in the git, posel, so it's posel lovi bekol, because of this nekiv, the zera will not be yere kecheitz, it will be shaisis, so memeli is not roi lahoilit, so it's posel lovi bekol. Ibneishu shaisis. Nistam, but what happens if this nekiv was nistam kosher, ibneishu moilit. That's what the Baraisa says. In the psul of Krushovcho, the psul is only noyik, because man is a nekev in the choices. The nekev was nistam, so he's kosher lovi bekel. Vizehu psul shechoyza lachsheilai. This is a psul that's choyza lachsheilai. Vizehu limutei mai. So what does this mean? This psul can become kosher. My love, limutiki agavna, but it would seem that by reyesh and nikva, v'nisvach bedoifin, it won't help. So the Gemara says, loy limutei krum sh'olam achmas make bereye dey nikru. No, it comes to be memayit. No, if it's nisvach bedboso, that's a very good steamer. The miyot is a krum sholem achmas amake, which is not a good steamer. But as Rashi say, the Rashi alme nekevu, bafilohi ki sovich machshor eslo. Alme de mahani steamer lereyesh enikvo. Nikev agit shelo dom posel, mishum krushofcho. Mibnei shu shoises, ve'ein a yerik echeit. Ve'kaim alon koshich vazeresh en a yerik echeit, eini moilet. Nisam a nekev achi kein kosher, probably bekol, mineishu moilet. So, but it says, zehu psul shachayza lechshelay. So this is a miyut. This is a psul that can become back kosher. But vaistois by a reye, if it was nifsul, can never become kosher. So sakashe an Ravine. Ravine says that word, that it has to be, it's a, it has to be sovich, when it's sovich v'bisre, it's kosher. So the Gemara says, no, sovich v'bisre is kosher. Ve'ein ekrum, avor stimes doifen, stime mal yosei. This is a good stime. So memela, so it's no raya. I'd just like to be misaimed as a machlekes arishainim. According to Ravine, where Rashi said, the Ravine said, if the reye is sovuch in the bsar hatzlois, so then that's a good stime and it's kosher. Now it would seem from Rashi, what would be if it's sovuch not in the bsar hatzlois, would be sovuch in the tzlois alone. So then Rashi, just one second. שנסבחס נחזס ברבית בוסו, אבסלי משריר, אבל בצלויס עצמן, אין זו שיחה כמסרה שיסרס כלילי, that the chibur of the ray has to be in the besach atzlois, not in the tzlois. So there's a machlokes ha-poiskim, what if half of the sikhe is in the besach atzlois, and half of the sikhe is in the tzlois? That means it's attached partially to the besach atzlois and partially to the tzlois. What do I say? So other rishayin, the Rambam says akula, the Rambam says, that if you have it attached to the Psar Atzlois, so this will ensure that the Chelik that's attached to the Tzlois will also not separate. This will make sure that it's stuck together, because Abi, you have a Chibur to the Psar Atzlois, that will make sure that it's a permanent Chibur. Another Rishayin in Mamach.